Hi, I'm Keith Allen, and I play Murphy on Z Nation, and I listen to 1UP Gaming Podcast.
Hi, I'm Lucy James, and I listen to the 1UP Gaming Podcast.
Yeah, it's how we do it, y'all. LGB, my
straight out of Diamond Star Productions.
What up to you, 1UP Gaming?
One up gaming is behind me. Let me get in beast mode. If you wanna try me, you don't need a cheat code. Kunte is who I be to you. It's Mr. Hero, legendary adversary. Flows considered lethal. I'm a Super Saiyan. I got Dragon Balls. I wouldn't lie. You might think I'm playing when I'm saying I can really fly. When I'm on the track, you feel the energy I'm pushing out. Put me on the map. One up gaming's who I'm talking about. I'm the rapping Master Chief, epic to say the least. Kunte the hero, better etch that in your memory. And so the 1UP Gaming for the show out. Kunte the hero is really gonna show out.
Hi, and welcome to the 1UP Gaming Podcast, episode 262, I think. Me, David, 1UP Gaming, and I guess we'll just get right into the show. So first of all, I'd like to mention my little tiny Galaxy Watch thing. I don't know why I keep pressing the button because it keeps going off, but that's the biggest sort of size that they do, a 46mm, and for me, it's too small. It just doesn't look as big on my wrist as I would like. The strap feels quite nice. The dial moves. It is nice. Feels nice. The strap is a really nice, soft sort of rubber sort of thing. But yeah, it just doesn't feel as... I guess I just assumed that 46mm would be quite big on the wrist, but it just doesn't seem to be as big as I thought. But that's not the biggest problem with the watch. For me, the biggest problem was they've like advertised it as Samsung first time using the Google OS or whatever you want to call it, the Google... I don't know.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
There's Amazon kicking in. but yeah, they're going on about the fact that it's like Samsung tech with the Google's sort of like OS sort of running it. I'll be honest, I can't really see any difference between this one and the original, really old, I think it was the Moto 360. And that must have been about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer. So if that is still very similar to that watch from about 5 or 6 years ago, then why the hell are we paying 360 quid for a watch that feels very similar to a watch that was 6 years old? So basically, if you want to get a watch, it's okay. It's not exactly the most thrilling thing in the world. It doesn't do a lot. It tells the time. It does a lot of step tracking and all that other stuff. A lot of it just seems a bit of a laugh. It doesn't really do a lot, you know, all your stress levels and all this sort of stuff. How the hell can it do stress levels? But yeah, so I wouldn't say that the Galaxy Watch 4 Classic is a classic watch. It's a nice watch, it's a nice bit of tech, but at the end of the day, it's just an Android watch, and I don't think they're very good. But that's just me. So I guess next up, I will mention that I watched the Disney's Jungle Cruise movie, and what can you say? This movie was just plain, simple, bad. It was boring, it was very cliche. It looked like it was made for, like, a straight for DVD sort of movie. No ambition, nothing really made it stand out. Apart from it had Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. Other than that, it was just a very, very, very bland movie that just didn't need to be made. And I hear that they're going to be doing a sequel. So, yay, Disney, you know what you're doing. Next up, as I say, I finished watching WandaVision, so I'm now halfway through the Falcon, and the Winter Soldier. And after about 4 episodes, again, this has got to be one of the most boring, pointless shows I have ever seen. Nothing is happening, nothing's going on, it's just long, tedious talking. And yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, I understand in a TV series, each episode can be like 50 minutes long, and they can have 6 episodes, so 5 hours-ish, something like that. So they can, you imagine a movie that's like 2.5 hours long, they've got another 2.5 hours of filler to add into it. So they've cut, so there might be 2.5 hours worth of entertainment and action, but when you've got another 2.5 hours to fill, if you don't really know the pacing and the structure of things, it just seems as though it really does. It just doesn't flow well. It really doesn't flow at all. I'm going to watch it to the end, so I'll let you know probably next week. Oh, my shoulders. I'll let you know next week. It's weird. I'm watching camera, and it's like the opposite shoulder that keeps lifting up. I'll let you all know next week how, or if it rectifies a lot of the problems that it's had. So I guess we'll now start in with the news. No, we won't. We really won't. We'll just go through some of the games that I've been playing this week. So first of all, I would like to mention one of the best games I've played in a good few months, and that's Psychonauts 2. Now this is like an action 3D platformer sort of game, and it's very much in the vein of, like, you go into people's minds and it's weird. Great art style, graphics look good, and they remind me of some of the levels of the Batman Arkham series where you play against Scarecrow. So there's a lot of mind-bending optical illusions happening on the screen, and it looks really good. So I'd easily recommend Psychonauts 2. And I guess Double Fine, welcome to the Xbox family. Mate, I was wearing a PlayStation t-shirt yesterday, so meh, I'm not that bothered. I'm getting a Sega Saturn baseball cap and some charge pads as well, so wireless stuff, so I can charge up my phone and my watch, I guess. So I guess next up, Yooka-Laylee. I don't know why I played this one. I think it was it because it was, was this one free or was this one, I can't remember. I might have already had this game, so I thought I'd give it a quick blast, and it looks nice, it plays nice. I just feel like when you press a button, there's a little tiny delay, a lag, So sometimes moving through the levels, you're trying to jump over stuff and things don't quite move as well as you'd expect. And that's when problems start, especially when you're in a 3D platform game. So I thought I'd try out the ukulele and the impossible layer and see if that one's any better. And this one's ukulele, but it's like a 3D on a 2D plane platform game. And like a lot of these games that are trying to mimic the old 2D style with a 3D sort of like game world, everything just feels a bit loose and floaty. It just doesn't feel as snappy as the old, like, proper full 2D sort of games. And unfortunately, that's what this one suffered with as well. It just seemed a little bit out of it. So, unfortunately, like, that's both of the ukulele games I wouldn't recommend. And they were good about 4 or 5 years ago when they first came out, but they've just not held up very well. They don't feel as snappy as like some of the other 3D, like the Mario games, things like that. They're just where they're built on the actual control and movement, and then they put the levels in and things like that. Whereas this one seemed to be built up first, and then the character movement just doesn't feel very good. I had a quick game of Grid, and this one, I used to love the old Race Driver Grid series. Was it Race Driver? I think it was. And with the story and everything. Whereas now, it seems much more, you start up and you choose what discipline you want to be and what levels. And it looks, I think they've gone down the same sort of route as what the Forza Motorsport series have gone down, where they've tried to make it look a little bit more exciting, and the handling's suffered because of it. It still plays good, it still looks amazing, but when you're racing, you just don't get the feel of the car, the weight, momentum, and you like lose track of like your grip and your braking sort of, because like, you press brake and you're holding that brake button a hell of a lot, and you just scoot off the edge of the track. Oh, that's my experience anyway. It's still a good game, but it's one that you'd have to put a lot of time in, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time. I do a lot of hours at work, and I like to play games to escape and just to chill out. And when you have to put that much time in, it's just not my sort of game. Next up, I don't know why I bought it. I've never heard of it before. Adam's Venture Origins. And this one is a 3D puzzle sort of game. And it's very budget. It's okay. It's nothing amazing. It's not bad. But some of the environments seem a bit not great. Not as detailed as you'd like, not as lit, illuminated as well as it should be. I'm thinking that it was like a low budget PC game that's just been transferred over to see if it'd sell. And I don't know if it's based on a book or anything, that's why it's called Origins, because it's like the origin of Adam, or whoever the hell it is. I only got to the part of where you have to look for your father asks you to go to the library to find a book, and yeah, I got stuck. I opened the doors, I found the assistant, I found the code for the doors, but then when I went into the room, the clue was find the book and the book will stand out or something. And I was walking around in circles and I was like, nah, not my sort of thing. So next up, the Sega's Olympic Games 2020, so Tokyo Olympic Games. I still love this game. It's very arcadey, very fun, pick up and play. I had a quick go at the BMX, which is just bash the A button and then press the button on the ramps to do tricks. I had a quick go at the boxing, which is just the stick, so like uppercuts and jabs and things like that by twiddling the sticks up and down and sideways, things like that. What else did I do? Can't remember. Do you know, the one thing that I don't think I have played on the Olympics Games is the actual track and field sort of stuff. So I might boot it up and have a quick go at the track and field sort of stuff, but there's loads of stuff on it. There's like football, the swimming, baseball. There's just like a ton of stuff just to pick up and have a quick play on. It's really fun. Really looks amazing. It's like a really cute art style. Next up, change of pace. Very adult, very graphic. It's called Chicken Police, Paint It Red. I've played this before. It's, how do you sort of say it? It is like a point and click adventure game, fully voice acted. You find, it's like a static screenshot, and you find a clue, you click on it, and then you talk to people, and it's like a full back and forth dialogue between you two. The characters, like human bodies with like animal heads, so like you are a chicken police, and it's just so well done. The graphics are like all black and white, sort of noir sort of looking. All the characters look amazing considering they've got like weird heads on. They're all like 2D sort of game sort of like looking. The voice acting is amazing. It really draws you in, it pulls you into the world. It's just a really good sort of like film noir sort of style game that's a little bit different. I'd easily recommend it. I think it's on sale for the Xbox. It might be on PS4 and all the other ones, but yeah, Chicken Police is a really, really, really good game. I enjoyed it. And again, changing up the pace massively, Party Golf. Now this is just, imagine Worms, four players, but you're trying to hit the golf ball, so you use your left stick to angle where you want it to go and press A and it shoots up. All 2D, you can see the full screen of the map with mountains. You got to try and get it up and keep going over. If you overshoot the hole, you respawn right back at the beginning, and it's like out of the four of you, it's the first one to get into the hole. And I never played it online, but I can imagine if you had friends and you were playing this online, it would be a massive hoot of fun. Graphically, very simple. Neon trails everywhere. It's like red, blue, green, yellow. I'd have a guess. I'm colorblind, but you just follow your ball, and like the amount of times I'd be going through and another ball had hit my ball and ricochet the wrong way, and that's like, oh, you fun game, really fun game. Moving on to Forza Motorsport 7, and I only bought this one because it was announced a few weeks ago. Oh, got itchy head. A few weeks ago that they were going to, is it called Sunset the Game, where because of the game's got licenses for the cars, I guess they only sign like a 4-year contract with the manufacturers. So as of September, the summer, they're no longer going to be able to sell the game. So they've put it on massive discount now. It's about £15. So if you buy the game, you can still play it. If you buy all the DLC, you can still use the DLC. You just can't buy it. So if you're interested, get that game as soon as you can. Buy all the stuff on sale now. It's a good game. I still think the peak was Forza 3, maybe 4, that sort of era. Since it went to 5, it's just been a bit downhill since then. It's not all about graphics. Gameplay should be paramount. Next up, this game I expected nothing. It was about 80p, so not even $1. and it's called We Are the Dwarfs. And I don't know what I was expecting, but it's like a 3D isometric sort of game where you have direct control over your little character, and you walk him over, and you have, like, say, the triangle button's like a shotgun, the X button's like his axe. You use it once, and you have to wait for it to recharge to use it again. And there's enemies on screen, so it's all real-time combat, but with the recharging sort of, like, stats. And I was massively blown away by how good this game was for the price. I mean, don't get me wrong, if it was £10, I'd think it's a bit much, but for a pound, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Easily one of the better games for the price. Graphically, it looks good. Backgrounds are amazing. Sound design, I didn't really hear that much of it. So, yeah, I'd recommend this game. If you can get it on, if it's on Steam, it's on PlayStation, buy this game. It's quite a good little game. So, next up. Now, I'm going to get these two mixed up, but there's Odalus, The Dark Call. Now, this one, I think, it's like a 2D Metroid sort of game, but in the art style of Castlevania. So it's more like the Castlevania Symphony of the Night, but looking like Castlevania 2, 3, those sort of games, like the old 8-bit sort of 16-bit games. And it's like you're walking around the map trying to back over on yourself to find hidden passageways and things. It seemed fun. I enjoyed it. It's not the best game ever, but again, it was only a pound or two. So, expectations, you know, it's not the best. Good to play for half an hour. And then the next game, I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's like Oniken. And this one reminded me so much of like a Mega Man style sort of game. 2D, 8-bit again. Probably made by the very similar sort of developers. It looked similar to Odalus. But this one was a 2D side-scrolling action platformer shooter sort of game. And again, it played well. It looked nice. I'd recommend it for the price. So both of those two sort of games are really good fun. I'll have the videos up on the screen as we're talking, just so you get a bit more of an understanding of what I am actually going on about, which games I'm on about. So that will do for the games I've been playing this week. We'll have a quick break and we'll talk about the news. So David here, 1UP Gaming, episode 262. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Just David back again from 1UP Gaming, episode 262 for the podcast. And we're going to have a quick go through some news. And I say quick, I mean like really quick. There's only about six bits of news that I found this week. We've missed the Gamescom because I recorded last week the morning before Gamescom. And then now we're like a week behind. And there's nothing really that I've missed. The one thing that I will mention is that I won't mention it. I'll come back and do a 10 minutes of nothing thing at the end. So sticking with the news then. So first up, there's been a new Venom 2 poster, and this confirms that the October release date is still October the 15th, I believe. So it says in premium formats, exclusively in movie theaters, October 15th. So we'll have to wait and see how that one goes. But Venom 2 looks like it's coming out in a couple of months, in a month and a half, So let's see how this one goes. The first one was okay. Wasn't massive, but it sold really well. So I guess that's what Sony care about, and that's what they need. So next up, now I didn't really enjoy the Assetto Corsa video game. I've got it on the PlayStation, but I've got it on the Xbox, and when I played it, it just feels very stiff and not as dynamic as some of the other games are. Now this might be because the developers who made Assetto Corsa might be more budget sort of, whereas like some of the other games like The Grid, The Forza, The Gran Turismo, they've got practically unlimited money to throw at things. It was still a good game, still very hard. But it looks though there's going to be an Assetto Corsa mobile game. There's been an iOS mobile launch trailer, so it'll be available. It's available now for iPhone and iPad. Simulates the feel of real driver cockpit and features 59 official race cars, 9 different circuits, laser scan directly from Assetto Corsa. Just import the file, don't laser scan it. Each track has time of day variations, weather conditions, practice, classic race, lap time, time attack, endurance, overtake challenges, and speed camera challenges. So they've got a few bits and bobs there for the mobile game. Hopefully it'll be coming to Android, because I've got this stupid Android phone, so I need sort of like Android games. I don't do iOS. So moving on, it looks like Microsoft have announced when Windows 11 will get a release date. It looks as though the next iteration, yeah, that Windows Microsoft, ooh, it's really irritating. The next iteration will be on the October the 5th. So that's a month away. So we'll have to, so I wonder, I know you can click on Summit to see if So I'll have to like, click on like whether I can actually install Windows 11 on this PC, because it is an old PC. It hardly does anything, to be fair. Next up in the news, it looks as though one of my childhood favourite movies, The Rocketeer, is returning thanks to Disney Plus. So it looks like The Rocketeer will blast onto Disney Plus in a new exclusive film titled The Return of the Rocketeer. It came out in 1991, the original. So I guess I was 12. That's decent for watching a young Disney movie, isn't it? So I guess it's a live action movie, but we don't really know much about it. Yeah, they're just going about report the Jessica and David Ayolowa. I have no idea who these people are, but it looks as though he played Martin Luther King Jr. in 2014 Selma. I've never seen that, so I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how they do The Rocketeer. Hopefully they won't make it, because the reason why I loved the old Rocketeer, it might be me being 12, but it seemed a lot more adult. It wasn't proper, like some of these Marvel stuff they're doing now and some of the Disney stuff where it is really, really kiddie friendly. I prefer it a little bit of grit, a little bit of grime. And as I talked about earlier on, Disney have announced that they're doing a Jungle Cruise sequel. Because it's basically said that the Jungle Cruise movie crosses over 100 million at the box office. Which, I don't know why. I really don't know why. It just wasn't great. So, it says IGN, a joyous summer romp rooted on by a fun script and some completely captivating chemistry. Nah, were they watching a different movie? But anyway, a sequel's coming, which, yeah, I were impressed. So it looks as though NetEase are reportedly in final negotiations to poach the Yakuza creator. I'm going to get the names wrong. Why can no one have, like, Frank Thomas or anything like that? Toshihiro Nagashi from Sega. So basically, he's been, they've said that under NetEase, he would get his own, he would get to build his own team and create new games. So basically, the guy's been at Sega from 1989. He would expect to build his own team and develop brand new games for the company, although the final contract and any details of his job role have yet to be set in stone. Someone's sent me a message. I think. EE, your new watch. Alright. Welcome to your new smartwatch. Get started. So, yeah, so, EE, thank you. Sending me a message. Yeah, so back to this. I have no idea what they're looking to do, what they're thinking of doing. But if he disappears, it's weird because when you look at Sega now, what big name games do they actually really, really have left? And when you think about it, the Yakuza games, 5 years ago maybe, weren't massive, massive in the West. In the West. Anyway, they weren't very big in like America or the UK, things like that. And slowly and I've been watching War of the Worlds too much. But over the last few years, they have massively built up a reputation, and yeah, they've become one of Sega's biggest sort of financial helps in the last couple of years. So lastly, I'd just like to go through the all formats chart in the UK. So let's have a look. Back into the charts this month, this week, at number 35, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. Back into the charts at 34, Demon Souls. Watch Dogs at 33. New in the chart, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contract 2 Elite Edition. Smash Brothers Ultimate at 29. Hades at 28. Red Dead Redemption at 25. Mario Golf at 24. Minecraft Dungeons 23. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which was actually a good game, 22. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, never played it, 21. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, not bad, number 20. So we're now into the top 20. So Pokemon Sword, I haven't played the Sword or Shield games, 19. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, never played it, 18. F1 21, I'd love to play this game, but I'm not paying £50 for it, 17. No More Heroes 3 at 16. The Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, the official video game by Sega. And Breathe is at 15, which I still think it's an amazing game. It'll just drop out now because the Olympics have gone. There's a Lego Harry Potter collection at 14. Super Mario World plus Bowser's Fury at 13. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, that dropped down 10, it's at number 12. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, 11. The Last of Us Part 2 at 10. Ghost of Tsushima, the director's cut, was at number 1, it's now at number 9. Marvel's Avengers, why is that still going? I thought everyone was going about how bad it was doing, but it's in the top 10 every week. Animal Crossing New Horizons, 7. FIFA 21, 6. Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales at 5. Grand Theft Auto 4. No. Grand Theft Auto 5 at 4. Minecraft is at number 3. Jesus, man. Why the hell is that still going? And it says publisher Nintendo. So is that just the sort of like the Switch version? I don't know. So Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at 2. And brand new into the chart, Aliens Fireteam Elite. Not my sort of game, I don't do co-op shooter games. But congratulations to Focus Home Interactive for getting a number one game. So we'll have another quick break and we'll come back and I'm going to talk about the Gamescom sort of stuff. And that will be in our 10 minutes of nothing. So we'll just have a quick chat through some of the sort of like everything that was announced with the Gamescom 2021. So me, David, episode 261, podcast 1UP Gaming, back in a minute. Thank you.
Up next on the 1UP Gaming podcast is 10 minutes of nothing. Will it be the team talking about nothing or a guest interview? Stick around and find out now. It's 10 minutes of nothing. Yeah, 10 minutes of nothing.
And we're back. It's the final part of the podcast. It's still me, David, still 1UP Gaming, episode 262. And for this segment of the show, we're going to talk about everything that was talked about or shown at, well, not everything, but some things that were shown at Gamescom 2021. So, right. So they showed more of the Halo Infinite and they announced the release date. So the campaign and multiplayer will officially be released on December the 8th, 2020. It looks good. I do like the Halo games. The Halo Infinite Xbox Elite Wireless Controller 2 was announced. And this looks like a green controller with some etching on. Looks alright. I still can't justify paying like £120, £150 for a controller. I really can't. Next up, there was the Halo Infinite Limited Edition Xbox Series X announced for November the 15th. And this does look pretty cool. The control pad goes with it. It's more of like a Halo armor with some stars and stuff on. Which, it does look pretty cool. I prefer the normal, non-limited edition version of it. Another game was Saints Row will get a reboot and that'll be arriving in February 2022. Now this was only like a teaser trailer, sort of all CG that was made. It looked alright. Hopefully they can find some more bits and bobs with it. Next up was Marvel Midnight Sun. So Firaxis, who do the XCOM sort of franchise, they're making this game. So it's like a Marvel XCOM style game. Looks pretty cool. Feature customizable heroes like Iron Man, Wolverine, Captain America, Captain Marvel and more. Looks as though this will be coming out in March 2022. So that could be quite cool. Horizon Forbidden West. is confirmed to be released in 2022, and I believe it was February 18th, 2022, and this will come out on both PS4 and PS5. Next up, they had an extended look at Call of Duty Vanguard campaign. Again, I'm not a Call of Duty fan, and I never saw it. The next up, the LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga gets a new gameplay trailer and officially announced for spring 2022 release. Now, I've seen the old trailer and the new trailer, and the new trailer is a lot more detailed, a lot more stylized, looks a lot better. So that's maybe why it's been delayed and on the back burner for the last sort of like 6 months, 8 months. Death Stranding, the director's cut, shows off its new items, features and missions, including a jetpack. So that'll be released on September 24th, so about a month ago. Far Cry 6 gets a new story trailer. Now, I'm getting a little bit annoyed of Far Cry 6. It just gets mentioned every single time. There's loads of stuff mentioned. Jet the Far Shore, I've never heard of this. PS5, PS4 and PC released it announced. No, I've no idea, but it'll be coming out October 5th, 2021. So with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, it was announced that April O'Neil will be a playable character. And this game does look pretty cool. Very pixelated, looks nice. Amazon's new open world beta announced, post-launch plans teased. So it looks like the beta will be available from the September 9th to the 12th, and that'll be ahead of its September 28th release date. So Riders Republic public beta now available to everyone. Blah. So the beta will run up until the August 28th, so that's gone now. I downloaded it, tried to play it, but it was always offline whenever I tried. So that was just annoying. I have no idea what this is. Sifu gets February release date for PC and consoles. Kung Fu game mechanic as a gameplay mechanic that ages the players every time they die. Coming out February 22nd, 2022. Devolver Digital's Cult of the Lamb reveal. Yeah. Splitgate Season 0 announced, and it's out now. Now, I have had a quick go at this, and it's actually not too bad. It's not the best game in the world, but it was fun. Persona 5 Morgana will be arriving in Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania as post-launch DLC. Jurassic World Evolution 2 gets a release date, and that'll be released on November the 9th, 2021. And it looked pretty cool. I don't know what else I can really do from the first one. I'm just going through some of the stuff now. So, park management game, Impossible Roller Coasters looks quite fun. Showed more of the Vampire the Masquerade Bloodhunt. Again, I'm not a big massive fan of that. UFL is a new football soccer game. It showed nothing of the game, so we'll have to see what that is. It's free to play, so we'll see how that does against eFootball, which is PES. That's also going free to play. Outlast Trials gameplay was revealed. I think it's like a four player sort of like multiplayer-y sort of horror game. No idea. Century Age of Ashes. Free-to-play multiplayer game. It's like imagine like Ace Combat, sort of like flying game, but you're on dragons. It looks quite good. And that is all that I can see for the actual, yeah, for news from Gamescom 2021. So I will say thank you all for watching, thank you all for listening. It's been me, David, from the One Up Gaming Podcast, episode 262. Please visit our website, which is oneupgaming.co.uk. We have our tech, well, not tech site, we have our merchandise site, which is OUGtech.co.uk. Buy posters like these two behind me here, like the Halo one and the Metroid one. We have our CD, which is available at games. No, it's not available at. It's on all the streaming sites. It's on all the, like, Apple iTunes and things. Games inspired music. It's got a few. It's got 26 bits of music on there. Please download that. We have our first 100 podcasts available to buy, which is from audiobooksontape.com. So please go there. And then, yeah, so I guess mention our Patreon site, patreon.com/OUG. We've also got, I want to say t-shirts at bluecyborg.com. Just search One Up Gaming. There should be a One Up Gaming one and a John Hare one. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, just search One Up Gaming. We're on Twitch, so twitch.tv/OUGofficial. If you want to tweet us, it's at OUGofficial. And if you want to email us, it's contact@oneupgaming.co.uk. So, thank you all. It's been David. Please subscribe, leave feedback, positive, stars, all these things. It helps us. And I will say thank you and goodbye.
Hey guys, Justin here. I just wanted to say that I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you a lot. Yes, you in particular, in that way. And I wanted to say, I think you're great. I've always said that about you. And I was wondering, if you think we're great, if you could give us a quick rating on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it. It would really, really help us out in that, you know, podcasty sort of way. And if you're feeling particularly festive, perhaps even a little saucy, maybe stop by our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/OUG and see if you can't slip a few bucks our way. After all, every little penny or whatever space money they use in Europe helps out the show. Thanks for listening. OUG Gaming will always be free, but with your support, we can always move forward and always be better.
Over, have to say it, gonna show them the way you gonna really know them. Lyrical and genius, when I say it, bet I mean it in a way my focus is meaning. Not gonna back down, I'm gonna bow down. Recognize the cues now. Hi, I am contact, listen to what I say. About to show you the way that
LG
came, evolution and change, revolution remains for. The game has been missing a brain, and I'm claiming that name for
LGE.
Now you don't really want it, please believe I'm always on it, and I'll fight you to the death for
LGE.
Think you can play with me? No, you don't have to wait and see. I come to you and you will see about
LGE.
Cause I spit the coldest fire, oxymoron for deniers, such a beast to all you liars.
LGE.
Why don't you follow me? Cause take the hero, obviously, and you will see that you should be about
LGE.
No, we fading out. See, my time is running out, and now you all know you should be about
LGE.
Put in my heart in this. So we're the ones who started this. So we don't want no part in this. So
LGE,
it's taking over. Have to say it, gonna show them the way you gonna really know of
LGE.
Lyrical and genius. When I say it, bet I mean it in a way my flow giving is meaning.
LGE,
not gonna back down. I will bow down. Recognize the cues now.
I am more than just a lyrical crown. Cause when you hear me, it's more than just sound. The words I spit be more than just nonsense. The more you hear me, the more that I'm common. You can
hate on me, but hatred is a must. Time to show the world what to try to keep tough. This is LGE, that's what they gon' have to scream. You can say you had a throne, but I don't see no kings. You could call it me taking my shot, but I see it as the real recognize for what it's not. My eyes open and I can see for what it is. I choose to make mine and change how I live. By doing what I do, ain't worried about the dang bitch. You can have a life, cause I got mine. Listen to the fact, LG is on the rise. Yeah, the same as y'all to mine.
Put in my heart, nigga, we're the ones who started this. Oh, you don't want no part in this, oh, it's taking over, had to say it, gonna show you either way, you gonna really know I'm here. Lyrically genius, when I say it, bet I mean it. In a way, my flow can be his meaning. Not gonna back down, I'ma bow down. Recognize the cues now.
It rewind, deceive me, trick me into thinking that you haven't just begun. Begun to see me, I'm being done.
Not rain, not rainy fall.
We're not an issue. If you mad, then you should let it go.
We
are set to blow. Too many said that you know. Don't think they will miss you. No, they hear who they've been waiting for.
LGE,
I hope you know it now.
Learning from a poet, how
lyrical and genius we are.
LGE,
won't ever back down. Don't know how to act now. Glad to only be about.
LGE.
About how we spit the healers out, only getting leaders out of
LGE.
Too bad it's over for you. This what we told you we do. Now that you would know that it was
LGE.
Put in my heart,
we put a heart in this.
Started this, oh, you don't want no part in
no
LGE. We taking over, have to say it.
Gonna show you
the way you gonna really know of
LGE.
Cause every coming genius when I say it,
know it mean it.
In a way, my focus is meaning
LGE.
Not gonna back down, I'ma bow down.
When I say it better,
I mean it in a way.
You know that it is meaning
LGE.
Not gonna back down,
I'ma bow down.
Recognize the kings now,
LGE.
Yeah, that's how we do it, how we do it. Yeah,
LGE.
Contact, better feel me,
LGE.